This is JIS News. Coming up, ground to be broken tomorrow for Portmore Sewage Improvement Project, new fiscal incentives regime aimed at fostering business development, and Education Ministry spearheading observance of World Literacy Day. Stay with us. The news in detail after this break.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. Ground is to be broken tomorrow, September 9, for the start of the $21 million Portmore Sewage Improvement Project. Work will involve the decommissioning of the four wastewater sewage treatment plants in Portmore. These will then be converted into transfer pumping stations. Infrastructure will also be put in place to transfer sewage from the four stations to the Soapbury sewage treatment plant. Standby generators are to be installed at the new transfer pumping stations in Portmore. The project is being led by the National Water Commission, NWC. Corporate Communications Manager at the NWC, Charles Buchanan, says once on stream, the new infrastructure will greatly improve the service standards of the company.
The main issue is to remove all of the sewage being generated in the area by treatment facilities which have not always been able to meet the required standards. So it will have the effect of doing significant benefit to the public environment, protection of public health, improvement of the groundwater quality.
Mr. Buchanan says Portmore residents may experience some inconvenience and service disruptions during the implementation phase of the project. However, the NWC is working to minimize these as much as possible. The Jamaica Employers Federation, JEF, and Heart Trust NTA have renewed their partnership agreement, which will, among other things, develop programs to benefit the Jamaican workforce. Chief Executive Officer JEF Brenda Cuthbert says the agreement will last for 2 years.
What you want to make sure that we have is the workforce which is ready, employers ready for work. And so certified and ready helps the employers and saves us on the training side in terms of readiness.
Ms. Cuthbert was speaking with JIS News following the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding and the official launch of National Employers Month celebrations at the JEF headquarters last Friday. Employers Month is being observed September under the theme or agenda, Growth, Development, Partnership for Prosperity. Director of Tax Policy in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Ian Scarlett, says the government's new fiscal incentives regime is aimed at fostering the development of businesses in Jamaica. A transparent and coherent scheme is being established under the fiscal incentives regime to govern all tax incentives. Mr. Scarlett says the long-term goal is to change the economic fortunes, not only for businesses, but for every Jamaican.
The tenets of the tax reform is to get businesses, especially small, medium, and micro businesses, to be sustainable, to move to a state of profitability, to move to employing more people, expanding their employment capacity, and more importantly, is to improve the labor productivity of Jamaican workers.
Mr. Scarlett was addressing members of the Manchester Chamber of Commerce in Mandeville recently. The meeting was held as part of a series of island-wide fora on the fiscal incentives regime organized by the Ministry of Finance and its agencies. And Jamaica joins the rest of the world in observing United Nations International Literacy Day today, September 8. The observance is under the theme Literacy and Sustainable Development. Several events have been planned at teachers' colleges in each of the 6 educational regions. The national launch of the day's activities is at the Maiko Teachers College in Region 1, where a symposium and expo are being held. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Elaine Foster Allen, is scheduled to attend. Plenary sessions and exhibitions are underway at the College of Agriculture, Science and Education in Region 2, Monique Teachers College in Region 3, Sam Sharp Teachers College in Region 4, Northern Caribbean University in Region 5, and G.C. Foster College in Region 6. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.